Thank you. We hope you enjoyed the gospel songs. And we've got all of the everything that you hear us do up on the stage. We've got it back there, and unless we're out of it on sale. We've got tapes and CDs and so forth. James Price got some fine fiddle playing out there for sale on his tapes and CDs. Of course, James Shelton's got the one I told you about, a new one coming out, or already out. And Ralph, too. Well, let's see. Uncle Steve back here has just recorded all instrumental, of course, featuring the banjo. He recorded about five or six of the old-timers that I wrote, Clinch Mountain Backstep, Hard Times, and things like that. And he wrote four that it'll be on it, too. It'll be out in December. Ralph, too, has got pictures of me back there for sale, and he's got the tape Like Father, Like Son, and we've got a live tape that was made in Lost Acres and up in Indiana. It's a live festival featuring Keith Whitley doing the lead singing on it. And we've got another one that was made in the 70s at the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C. And folks, if you followed the Stanley music for the last 49 years and don't have that one, you don't want to go home without it, because it's the best quality and some of the best stuff we ever done. As back when Keith Whitley was with us, Roy Lee Centers, Curly Ray Klein, Ricky Lee, and Jack Cook. And then I woke up. And me. Right, Jack?
Yeah. And then you woke up. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's what you've got. Is that all you've got?
That's it.
Of course, we've got Ralph Stanley t-shirts, bumper stickers, caps, and all of that. And Jack Cook has got the Saturday night and Sunday morning, where I picked out 14 of my favorite country and bluegrass artists. Each one that I'm going to mention done two songs with me. Dwight Yoakam, Vince Gill, Tom T. Hall, George Jones, Ricky Skaggs, Bill Monroe, Jimmy Martin, Charlie Waller, the country gentleman, Larry Sparks, Charlie Sizemore, Emmylou Harris, Patti Loveless, Allison Krauss, Judy Marshall. We've got all of that good stuff for sale. And now we'd like to go way back. Brother Carter wrote this song in 1947, and we recorded it in 48. And since that time, there have been a lot of bands that has recorded this one. And we'd like to dedicate this one to Carter's son and his wife, Carter Lee and Susie, that's with us today. And it's called The Lonesome River.